Hold on one second. Okay, go ahead.
I call the November 19th, 2019 regular board meeting of Glencoe Park District to order. Lisa, please roll. Call the roll and note the time.
Great.
Roll the time. And
roll time. 7:04, Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Here. Okay, consent agenda items A through F are routine with the exception of B, the minutes of the October 15th meeting. Commissioner Boren was not an aye in that, so that has
in the,
corrected.
She was not an aye during the
return to open session.
Return to open session.
Yes.
She no,
was
we'll,
not an aye.
We'll note that change?
Yes.
Okay.
So, given that correction...
Any so moved?
Does any commissioner want any other item removed from the consent agenda items? Okay. I entertain a motion to approve the consent agenda items as presented.
So moved.
Second. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passes. It is our practice not to address questions at this time. Okay, there's nobody from the public, so that we can pass over. On to truth and taxation hearing, an ordinance levying the taxes for the Glencoe Park District, Cook County, Illinois, for 2019. Although a hearing is not required by statute due to the fact that the levy increase is less than 5%, the district still chooses to hold this levy hearing and appropriate public notice has been served. I declare a public hearing now open to hear questions and comments on the levy ordinance. Given no public questions or comments, the public hearing is now closed. Okay, approval of ordinance number 906, levying the taxes for the 2019 tax year. Recommended motion. I entertain a motion to approve ordinance number 906, levying the taxes for the 2019 tax year as presented.
It's Boren.
We've got a...
Need a second?
Need a second. Okay.
Covey?
Any discussion?
All right.
Covey? Okay.
Roll call?
Okay. Roll call vote, please.
Commissioner Boren?
Yes.
Commissioner Covey?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden? Commissioner Underdonk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes. Motion passed. The financial report. 8 months of the fiscal year are now complete. Carol?
Yes. As you see presented in your packet by three-year history, there's still a little concern in the fitness area with the deficit. So we're definitely taking a look. Budget meetings are starting this week with Lisa with department head staff. So going to be looking at that area specifically as well as... Recreation and daycare seem to be holding their own right now, but also want to be looking into that as well, just for stability, moving ahead in the new budget year.
Bobby, you want anything to add with the fitness? Isn't it increasing every month? So
yeah.
We're on upward.
So we made a shift from doing an annual membership to a monthly.
Yeah.
That's going to take a little bit of time to really see the benefit of that.
Mm-hmm.
It is worth noting that our report, I think they said 5 or 6 members this month, we're actually at 16. So a push we've just had is starting to really translate into monthly memberships. But we're not going to see that initial bump like we do when you get it for the whole year ahead, because we're getting it each month. With some of the incentives, I think it's going to be 2 or 3 months before we really see that kick in. But it will be more steady cash flow, and hopefully we will see that deficit go away. So we are looking at that. We've done a lot of marketing initiatives and working on membership retention right now. So.
Well, and it's just accommodating the realities of the community too. I mean, it's beneficial as we provide this service,
right,
because that's what people would want.
Right.
Exactly.
I didn't know you did it monthly. I was not paying attention, so I think that's fantastic.
Right.
Yeah, and when we put the fitness center in place, we said it's almost comparable to a playground, so
right.
We just want to cover the direct costs of our staff. So
it's worth noting that industry standards, the average person stays a member of the fitness center for 11 and a half months, so we know that, and then the acquisition cost is anywhere from 4 to 6 months worth of revenue. So knowing that, we're using those as benchmarks when we're looking at acquiring new members and also member retention.
Okay.
Yeah, I saw the incentives as well, and I've seen a lot more people in there when I've been in there this month.
Yeah, fall, it tends that people are stopped working outside, or working out outside, they come inside, they think about membership. So this is really, you see a big push of people using their memberships and joining, so.
Yeah.
Yes, Duffy?
I've been starting to use the facility a little more. And I've got a couple questions where people were asking, well, can I still do it for a year? And it wasn't really clear in the promotional materials that, you know, right now it stresses a month-to-month payment, but it doesn't really say, you know, to sign up for a year for only X amount of dollars. And when I looked at some of our other facilities in the area, they still are on the year format. And
I'll take that one, me too.
It's a smoking deal, and it's a great facility, but it's hard for people to really compare apples and oranges.
Right. We do offer, offer the year. We're promoting, and we encourage people to do the month to month. Some of the feedback we got from people in the survey we just sent out was that it's not easy to sign up again, and you have to come in, and it's inconvenient. So people wish they could automatically roll it over. So that's what we've been encouraging people to do. But we do offer the year. We just haven't been pushing it, trying to encourage people to do the month-on-month.
So you have to, there's an action you must take if you don't want it to roll over for the next month. I would think that would be the right
thing. If you sign up for a year,
easier
all of a sudden they're
gone. Easier for the customer, everything works better.
Yes.
Yeah, good.
I asked Mr. Jay, you can still sign up for a year, but the fact that I had to ask them.
Yeah.
Well, that's because we really are encouraging that month to month, because it's advantageous for the park district, because and for the customer, because at the end of their membership it just automatically keeps on going, and if they sign up for that year, all of a sudden it expires, they forget to come in, we lose a couple years of revenue, months of revenue. So it's advantageous for us to encourage them to keep on working out with us and not letting that lapse.
But it is less expensive if you get an annual pass, correct?
No, same price.
It's the same? Oh, well then.
Right, and we just take the money monthly. So
then there's really no reason to have an annual pass.
Right. We do it for those that are,
okay.
That's not against it, but we're not going to
going
to push that.
Because it's the exact same thing.
Yeah. Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay.
Good.
Sense.
Very good. All right.
I have two questions on here.
Yes.
And for this legitimate reason, there are two areas where the expenses were up 50% year over year. In the fitness department, you're up 50%.
Yep.
I think watch is because of some of the investment in the group and the HVAC, but just want to make sure that I'm not missing something.
So in regards to watts, we did the majority of our capital repairs at the beginning of the season versus waiting until they would normally come on the books now or in the next month. So it was about $35,000 in repairs that was done in March and April versus October and November. So
okay.
Something to even out there, especially smooth out.
Yep.
In the fitness center, there was member retention initiatives and some marketing initiatives that went through this month. And then we also had to adjust some part-time salaries in line with minimum wage that were significantly earlier on in the year.
Hefty increase in salaries.
Well, it not for fitness, but across the board, it's been a hefty increase in salaries, based on that minimum wage increase.
Yeah, I took a screenshot of this today and sent it to Lisa.
And I had my own. So, okay, so we all found the same thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So just to note, as far as the capital maintenance repairs, the WAP, it is a number that's a little bit larger than we've done in previous years, but it is within the budget that we do have budgeted. So it won't be an even wash. You know, some years we see 10 to 15,000 in repairs this year, of course, in the third.
I think the juxtaposition of it being fairly consistent in 17 and 18 is what kind of caught my eye. I get it, every third year you may want to put more money into it, it's just a little more.
Okay, and just might as well finish this all up with the boating department. That in 2 years has gone, what's going on with boating? What's going on? And I saw a note in there that now we're starting full-time staff early May, might be the explanation for.
So when the position changed over, we actually attributed the full-time salary 50% to the boathouse, which wasn't done before. So that's where you saw the big jump in 2017 over 2018.
So it's the management that starts in early May. You don't start staffing it fully in early May.
Very minimal staff in May when the boathouse opens. And we're looking at staffing to try with the increasing minimum wage. We are starting to look at what are essential times and non-essential times, and should we be looking at that?
Right.
We also allocated some part maintenance salaries starting in 2018, season two, which were not. They were all put in the beach department, so that's
so more part of equitable assignment of expenses to where the expenses are actually generated. Okay.
Exactly. So you'll see that jump because we're trying to more accurately depict what the real expenses of the boating beach are.
Thank you.
We lost everyone voting because of the decrease in stamp spaces.
Mm-hmm. It's been pretty consistent. What's happened is we've eliminated them, but the 6% increase in voter fees every year has kind of been a wash. What's happened is the lake rentals has gone from 25,000 3 years ago down to 15,000 because of the weather. So the $10,000 drop in revenue has been lake rentals. Kayaks, paddle boards has been so poor last summer.
Mm-hmm. That hits voting on beach.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But also, like, the replacement of the paddleboards and kayaks is also getting paid for out of the boating budget. So we have $5,000, I think, for replacement of kayaks and paddleboards every year. So that's now in this budget. So it's more accurate of the true operation costs.
Good. Anything else?
On the boating beach, do we have a plan B in case the lake rises even more?
Well, no. I mean,
take a step back.
we're in danger of losing one locker, right? There's one.
Come back. But
yeah.
Probably gonna
the
come
sand,
back again.
Yeah. So we're at risk. We're not gonna truck in thousands of dollars worth of sand to the boating beach to keep that boating beach open. We would probably, if we lost the boating beach, bring some boats over to the other side, the swimming beach, which is very much more protected because of the pier. Until we get that grant that we're a part of that pilot group that's going to bring sand, you know, offshore, which will not be for 2 to 3 years.
Oh.
But we have no plan to, nor do we have the resources. Do we recommend it to truck down? And that's really what Highland Park is doing, is they're trucking down they got an emergency grant to bring sand, thousands of dollars worth of sand, and we have no plan to do that. Mm. So we lost sand, it's coming back right now. Well, I'm sure we'll lose it again. So unless the board directs us to budget this year, you know, $50,000 worth of sand to save the boating beach, which could be lost in one storm.
Yeah.
We don't recommend that.
I just wanted to make sure we were thinking about what we could do in that case. I went to a recent conference on this on the lake as sponsored by the NOAA, Atmospheric Administration, and they were suggesting that the water levels could even go higher.
Yeah, we believe they are. We're part of the sand management group, and that's every indication for the next couple of years that they will go higher.
We're not taking any additional sand spots, if that's what you're asking. They leave or people don't renew, we're just not filling them.
Right.
We just can't plan that they're going to be there.
Do the best we can, what we've got.
Exactly.
Is there any consideration for the fee for renting a kayak that perhaps we could encourage more users? I don't know what the fee is, obvious question. Is there any discussion within the staff about an adjustment in the fee schedule for rentals?
To make it cheaper to rent?
Yeah, to just encourage use by, maybe it's just, I don't even know what the cost is,
We're probably the cheapest on the lakefront.
Yeah.
If you look at it, it's way better to rent every single time than actually own one.
Yeah.
It's way cheaper anyway.
Right.
Some people like to own their own stuff. We can absolutely look at it to encourage people.
Yeah.
We're pretty much out of lockers too, so there's not a lot of space to take on additional packs or paddleboards either.
Right.
So we may have to look at that. There is quite a lot of operational cost with paddleboards and packs that you can't directly say that because it's labor from the boathouse.
She's talking about renting out for use of our kayaks.
Yeah, just
so for 20, we're charging $20 an hour.
Yeah.
$25 for
$25 an hour.
It also falls with the bad weather.
Weather related.
Weather is an obvious culprit, but I'm just wondering if the other side to it is perhaps that. Just a thought.
Yeah, absolutely. We can look at it.
Okay. All right, anything else?
I have one more question. And I know we've talked about this before, and I perfectly okay with where the daycare is heading. The margin's going down to like 11% from 16-17%. It just seems odd to me that you keep seeing increased revenue, increased costs that's coming in a little bit higher, and your waiting list is through the roof. When my kids went there, there was like, hey, you want to come to Children's Circle? Come. And now you guys have done such a phenomenal job. It seems like there's something not balanced here. You've got high demand, you've got a high waiting list, and the costs are going up faster than your revenues. Again, I know we wanted to make this an investment opportunity, but it just seems like there's opportunities to figure out a sweeter spot to make sure that we are really optimizing it, because some of that stuff can fund some other things. Like the beach.
I have asked Bobby to investigate what the area daycares are charging and to see if we're competitive in that nature, if there's any room to increase those for next year, increase it in the budget. So you'll see that recommendation when the budget comes through, if we're able to.
Because you're at 80 kids on the list, 50 kids?
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that's
60,
I think it's in the 60s. Yeah.
Okay, somewhere between 50 and 80. I would just love to, you know, grab this revenue, have some sort of marginal revenue over some fixed costs out there, and figure out a way to help that.
But we're still making, I mean,
it's not break even,
but boating is, if you really look at it that way, you better put your spotlight on boating and watch.
That's certainly true. The numbers are just, the revenue, you get $1 million from daycare, and you've got people banging on your door to come do more.
Yeah.
With the boating, we don't have people banging on our door to spend more money,
right,
or to get in there. And that's where I think there's probably some sweet spot. I'm not saying
it may be that. I mean, because we keep on seeing insurance costs go up, right, and wages go up, so that might be an indication that we have to raise, because that program has to cover all its direct and indirect expenses. So
we'll just get creative.
We'll look at that.
Do we get portable classrooms? Do you do something different, right, to take advantage of it?
Yeah, unfortunately, DCFS has very strict guidelines, so we'll look at all that. But that's not one of those easy solutions, because the only really solution is to utilize, end the lease, end the lease with GJK and use those classrooms.
Yeah, which is the tough thing as well.
Yeah.
Like a lot of passion around GJK.
Yeah.
This is a high class problem to have.
It is.
You have 60 kids. That means there's probably 30 or 40 families that are wanting to use it, that we're turning away. And that's what I think is challenging to think about.
Yeah. Yeah, and we really have no place to, even if we could, which we can, put up temporary classrooms.
Well, I mean,
could
we rent that space from NRSSA's facility?
No.
That
will be ready for 2 years.
And
that's not in one car either, so,
okay.
All righty.
Duly noted. Anything else?
Okay. Then let's move on to staff reports, and the first is business.
Well, as you mentioned, we are rolling up our sleeves, getting into the budget process. Insurance renewal at the end of the year is always something that's kind of a pain, but we've had some shifts in employees that have previously not taken insurance take insurance, which will again impact the budget next year. So those are two things kind of that go hand in hand. We have our winter registration, real-time registration tomorrow at 7 a.m. start for the winter classes. So.
And summer camps.
Yep. So that's about all. Just kind of getting into the busy cycle now.
What'd you say?
The financial year.
Get that credit card ready. Come on.
Okay, any questions for Carol? Okay, rec and facilities.
The only thing I'd add, registration obviously tomorrow, staff is geared up for, and then Watts is on track to open as long as the weather's okay day after Thanksgiving. The ice started getting made yesterday, so it should be finished by tomorrow, day after. We're watching the weather closely.
I have a request for the fitness funnel. Can you get a working scale in there, but that scale hasn't worked for
I just used it today.
5 months. Every time I try.
I used it today.
That's because you're too late.
Yeah. I wish it was wrong. No, but it was right.
Air every time. I mean, no. 20 times I tried.
I used it 15 minutes ago.
It's tricky. Okay, I'm going to try it on the way out.
Okay. We'll show you how to use it.
For 5 years.
We'll show you.
Yeah, for 5 months I've tried to use it.
I used it today. I wish I could say it wasn't working.
You're not allowed to look at the scale.
What kind of scale is this?
Just to push the red button.
You push a red button and you
try it too, and she couldn't do it either.
Push the red button.
What, does it not show the right number?
It says air.
Oh, I used it today. So you must be, it must be air you.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably it.
It doesn't work.
Yeah, so we'll be happy to show you on the way out. Bobby will get on it.
Absolutely.
I won't get on it. Bobby will. All right, anything else for Bobby?
Oh, just...
So are you guys doing Itty Bitty New Year again?
We are at Philosophy, absolutely.
It's here.
Very popular.
Itty Bitty New Year's here. Watts.
Long time ago. Maybe 3 or 5 years ago, before my time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's got too big for there, so moved here.
Cool. Okay, marketing and communications.
Not much to add other than we did do a big fitness push with a postcard. It meant not only to Glencoe, but to Highland Park and Northbrook, Northfield, Winnetka. And at the same time, we had website banner ads going for those addresses that were targeted. So we did push 16 new members.
Okay.
Yes, go ahead. Winter brochure. Is it possible that we put the registration base somewhere bigger?
Yeah.
Maybe a few more times. Someone called me app today and I looked on the website and it flashes, but it's only like once. And so literally I looked at it 3 times and I didn't see it on the back, the little line. Mm. It needs like.
Okay, you can put it more.
Can we send out a push today? Yeah.
Yes. I got that.
That's good to note. Some things look so obvious stuff, and the people are like, can't find it. Uh-huh. So.
Is the park district participating in the holiday celebration in town?
No, that's the village celebration.
The village,
what we do is the Watts, we open Watts that day,
yes.
And free ice skating, or hockey, or broomball, and all they have to do is pay for the rentals.
Okay.
So we do that whole day there.
Okay.
Yeah, so we don't do anything downtown at all.
Okay, good.
Yeah, it's a village event.
Anything else? Safety and Wellness Committee, Carol and Chris.
Carol?
Carol?
Yes, that's a good part.
Really? Nothing new. We're just meeting.
I always skip them. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Chris?
Okay.
What do you got for safety and wellness?
Really nothing.
We're just trying to jazz things up now.
In the report. It's pretty dull as far as safety this time of year.
Yeah.
That's good.
Okay.
Yeah, that's good.
Everybody's safe, is what I always say.
All right.
Everybody's safe. Actually, we actually had a whole thing about how to walk properly into the building from your car. So. Wear the right shoes, yes.
Really?
Yeah.
From the back parking lot?
Yes.
Oh, well, that is, you know, because there was a, yes, I'd
be aware of.
So everybody be aware of boundaries. Please wear the right shoes. Don't wear your high heels from the car. Wear tennis shoes. And then we had that whole safety thing. So. Right, Jenny?
I think I missed that one.
Yeah. Yep, I'm going to remind you quite a bit. Jenny walks in with her high heels. I'm like, Jenny.
He does what Jenny wants to do.
Risk Management Institute last week, which is an annual training put on by Pagerma, attended by over 840 members. So I was in Tinley Park. It was a very enjoyable training session.
In Tinley Park,
if I mentioned.
It was a nice drive.
Yes, it was. It was halfway to Springfield.
That was funny.
Okay, so
we're gonna go to Parks and Maintenance now.
This is kind of related to safety, and I see that staff have a lot of new computers, which is a good thing. My personal computer at home got attacked, and I just wanted to know or be aware of the computer safety provisions that we have for our own systems. I mean, I ended up having to take everything out to Best Buy and everything stripped and rebooted and everything. But I would hope that the new computers have the latest and greatest safety.
Dudley, we're covered by Excalibur for all that. So Excalibur does all that for us. We have a contract with them. So they make sure that we have all the updated.
Secure all of it.
It's all secured and
backed up.
Yeah, backed up.
Every day.
I'm just going to repeat everything Carol said.
Huh?
Repeat everything you say.
Yeah, right.
So it's not to worry. We have. That's why we have Excalibur, and we have the platinum. We have platinum, right, Carol?
Yes.
We have platinum members. So that means that they protect. They're constantly protecting and upgrading and looking for viruses in our computers.
Are they on call? The sirens are on the song.
Yes.
We always have a cyber policy.
Yep.
The city of Atlanta got shut down.
Yeah, I'm not saying it couldn't happen, because it could happen to any municipality, but we have all the safeguards we can in place.
Okay, thank you.
All right,
and we are going to circle back to, and I apologize, we do this almost every time.
Yeah.
Parks and
it's
really weird.
It is like almost
a corridor of a city.
Yeah. Maybe
that's it. Really is. That isn't it. I'll think about why that is. Well, Parks and Maintenance, Chris.
So I have nothing to add. We are really in the midst of January operations.
Yeah, you look fucking man.
Like Bob said, the rain is up and running now, so we're working on building ice and pushing that forward. And might have had 10 departments really far away. But other than that, no. Wrapping up fall preparations, we've got the plantings done in Woodlawn Park, Vernon Park, a number of other locations got their fall trees in before the snow. So projects are proceeding, a little bit of a slowdown due to the snow and the ice that we've had, but contractors have stayed on task and looking to wrap up and take it playground here this winter, which is what we are at right now.
They're working hard though. Those guys, they've been working through rain, through snow, through. And if you didn't see our Facebook page, the preschool brought cookies and they bring them a hot chocolate.
Oh,
it's very sweet.
Gosh.
They're very excited to have it done and they appreciate
what
their hard work.
Fun for both sides.
I think so.
It's really
that's
fun
I said.
For kids to see how long things take.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think they appreciate it too.
Yeah. How long things take. They've done a phenomenal job at staying on task.
Yeah.
Really being there almost every single day. Rain or shine since August. So
yeah.
And
with that AstroTurf, it's hard to put that when it's really cold. It's really hard to put that down. They've been doing a really good job. So
we've been heating the material in the parks garages and they warm it up and then they bring it out to install. So we've been trying to do everything we can to keep that moving. So we're just lucky that at this site we had that option, because if it was somewhere else, we couldn't do that. So that.
Well, the kids must be, they're going to be so excited when the thing opens.
I'm going to be excited.
Yeah.
Your son's going
to be.
Yes.
It really.
Okay, does anyone have questions for Chris?
Somebody I have a question. Can you clarify what this means? Additionally, staff is working to adjust the organizational structure of the Connect Rental project to fit within the framework necessary for the grant.
There you go.
So there will be a report to the board. Regarding exactly what will be necessary. The CMAC awards the grant, but the grant itself is administered to the Illinois Department of Transportation, which will basically activate some additional levels of accountability for the park district that we haven't had with other projects. So we'll have to structure the project a little bit differently to meet those levels of expectation. And there'll be a full report on that to the board. We just received our letter of funding from CMAC officially at the end of last week, so now we can proceed and communicating what that's going to need to be.
Okay, thank you.
Good question. Any other questions?
Yeah, regarding Connect Lento, Chris or Lisa, I received a question about the efforts we're making to ensure that Connect Lento aligns with the active transportation plan, which I think probably mostly might
intersection. Yeah, we have been in constant communication with the village. They are aware of the project and our status of it, and we've reminded them a couple times that the board's desire, and we believe the community's desire through the active transportation committee, would like to see that intersection better arranged. So they are working on that with, I believe, their architects. Are they working on that with their architects? So you believe they're not using our
intersection
that? Yeah.
The scope of our project involves some expansion of the plaza at Maple Hill, but it doesn't count for rerouting the trail from Park 7N The village had, we had initially had some dialogue about that, but they were going to pursue that on their own.
Right, yeah. So,
so right now, the plan directly is routing a new trail to the current, where the sidewalks currently intersects with Maple.
Yeah, so through the scope of the project funded by the Park District, we will route the trail to the connection of the sidewalk and then across the street. So basically, where that trailhead is with those little stone walls, we have the expansion of that area in the scope of the project, but there is no rerouting past that point.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. So it will be an improvement based on the Active Transport's recommendations, but it's not the full reordering of the trail that would provide for more of a straight shot across the street.
So
if that makes sense.
Would it be fair to say that we're expanding with the plazas both on the north and the south side?
Of Maple Hill?
Yeah.
Yes.
We're doing both?
Well, the village is doing the north side, we're doing the south side.
So we're I'm just trying to understand.
Yes.
The design that we're paying ultimately to do is including just a little bit north of Maple.
Yeah, so the scope of the trail project that's funded by the Park District that went in for the CMAP grant includes the trail terminating adjacent to the sidewalk, like where that drinking fountain is,
yeah.
And then an improvement to that overall plaza area there. It's not anything north of that.
So it's
basically crossing on both sides. So
it's on the south side.
The south side and the north side.
That's not what you just said. So the grant includes the north side also,
yes.
On Maple Hill, both
yes.
sides,
right.
The plaza?
Both
okay.
sides.
Yes. But it's not a full intersection improvement project.
Right. Did they even really, I was on that committee, I should have this answer, but I'll ask you instead. Was there a final recommendation? Because I thought the way it ended is that they were going to bring in some kind of experts to determine what to do with that intersection, because nobody could quite figure out what was the solution.
My recollection is similar to yours.
Okay.
I don't even remember a consultant. I just remember there was a lot of, that intersection is a problem.
They didn't like the intersection. They wanted to know if there's anything they could do.
There was some discussion about rerouting trails, which I'm not advocating for or against. Something that somebody suggested.
Right. Lisa, I don't want to speak out of turn, but I believe there was some dialogue with the village about traffic control with that area, potentially a stop sign.
I do not know.
I don't recall. Formally.
I cannot answer to that, but I spoke to Phil about it last week and indicated that, you know, the board really wants to make sure that improvement is done as part of this project.
If you could just pass along to ultimately my personal feedback, which is that part of the problem with that intersection is if you're coming southbound on that trail, you can't see through the vegetation.
Coming southbound, that's the village.
I don't know what the scope of Ultimate News design is and whether it's.
I don't think that's included, right?
I don't think
that's not included.
I would say that at this point, anything that's behind those sea walls
is the village.
Would be without outside of the scope.
Yeah.
There is some dialogue about, there's a couple of like really short, stocky trees that are kind of right there in the parkway, and whether those could be shaped in a different way so you can kind of see through them versus kind of being a barrier. So that is something that we talked about.
We will pass it on to the village, though.
Okay.
Okay.
That's a lot cheaper than rerouting stuff.
It is,
than building the whole. Yeah, right. Okay, anything else for Chris? Okay. Now, the executive director report.
Hey, did you know that Watts opens next Friday? So I think we all are aware of that we're gearing up for that, and staff has been doing training and staying late to make ice and everything like that. So we've already talked about that. Black Ice Friday will be from 11 to 7, the day after Thanksgiving. So hopefully everybody in the community will go out there with their families, enjoy that nice family tradition. Our team holiday party is on Thursday, December 12th, so if you haven't RSVP'd yet, we hope that you'll be joining us for evening with all of our staff. The IPERI conference is coming up, so if anybody would like to attend that conference, if they could let me know. So early bird registration is over soon, right, Jenny? It's coming up. So please let me know if you're interested in going to the conference, either 1 or 2 days or both days. Yeah, it's at the conference at the Hyatt.
The Hyatt, right.
It's January 26th. Get that.
23rd.
Let me get it for you.
I'm just, it's all Indianapolis.
It is. You sure? 23rd?
23rd or 24th?
So it would be 24th. The is the Friday at the luncheon, and then 25th is the also conference sessions. What day is it?
December 9th.
Okay, early bird ends December 9th, so if we can get in.
Okay, so the 24th.
Yep.
Stephanie and I can go.
Okay, you want to go for the whole day?
We should go. Are we going to do that lunch again?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lunch, and I may like to look at that.
Yep, and there's sessions in the morning and the afternoon. Like, so I'll sign you up for Friday only. Anybody want to do Saturday also?
No.
Okay.
No.
So Friday only.
And we get to walk the...
Yep. You do. Okay. No, I didn't have that in my calendar. Oh, that's because I was looking at 2020. That's why I didn't...
Okay.
So I couldn't find it. All right. So the Village of Glencoe is doing their end of their 150th birthday celebration. Since I can't say the other word, the light the lights from 4 to 7. If anybody's interested in attending that, it's a nice community event. But the Park District doesn't really have a role in that one. I just want to let you know. But we did contribute a lot to the celebration, the Village celebration. The 4th of July celebration was bigger and better than ever. And then in addition to that, our ceramics program committed to making 150 bowls and then worked with the Glencoe Historical Society, I believe, and they got coupons for the bowls. So anybody who bought a bowl, made a donation of $20 for the bowl, got a coupon good for probably well over $20 worth of food at a local restaurant and a beautiful bowl made by our ceramic students and our ceramic instructor. So if anybody was sold... And there's still some available. We have the sale now for the holidays for $10. They're in the ceramic room across the way. Great cause. So we donated a lot of money to the, $3,400 for the food bank. So that was great. And if anybody was so lucky to get Natalie's, our ceramic instructor, she had quite a few bowls in there. Those quilt bowls probably go for $200 to $300. And if you snag one of those, did you snag one? I did too. Yeah, me too.
And I bought an Evolfa. That's not true.
There's actually a couple really good ones.
Yeah, I don't remember.
There's a couple other really good artists too. I grabbed a couple of there.
Why shouldn't they turn out they were hers? Yeah.
And
they were all very good.
Yeah.
That was what was so surprising.
Yeah.
There were fabulous choices.
And there's still fabulous choices down there. So check it out. As Chris already talked about, the beach overlook restoration, halfway house was delayed in the playground because of the unseasonably cold. We're hoping to get some nice weather, so to speak, this week in the 40s. Feels warmer now that it was so cold. So we're going to work to get those done for this. Wrap it up. Chris and I went to Springfield on November 5th to present on the Lincoln Playground Project for the OZEG grant, along with 135 other communities. So we're very positive, and it was well worth our time. We're still in the planning stages for the park grant, but moving ahead. So we're hoping to bring something to you by the December 3rd meeting for that to discuss. Chris, Bobby, Carol, and I attended the legal symposium. Full of great topics, FOIA requests, employment, but probably the biggest thing was weed in the workplace, which is something that we'll continue to monitor as that law goes into effect on January 1st. And I have a list of things, but that's it. I put a newspaper article about the new home for Highland, for NSSRA, in there for your review, but they're in the planning stages for that to secure the national the funding to go ahead with renovations on the park. That probably won't start until after the first of the year, which is some minor things. They're trying to see if we can do some pre-construction, take take down some things so they can get a really good bid for the rest of the construction. So it depends on how the financing falls for all the partner agencies who contribute to construction to when that will take place. So stay tuned for that.
Are you guys changing any policies given the Illinois law?
You know what? We unfortunately, the state of Illinois doesn't have the human resources side of it down yet, so we'll be continuing to follow the federal law until they work out some of those bugs, which we are told by our attorneys should come about this month. They're hopefully that legislation will firm up some of those things. But I am going to bring a policy to the board next month in consideration is changing our no smoking policy throughout our facilities and all parks to include vaping. Because with the new marijuana law, there is marijuana cartridges. Mm-hmm. The Illinois law does not allow anybody to smoke or consume marijuana products in our park, so I think by just eliminating all vaping, we're kind of eliminating that angle of that too.
Yeah.
What?
Not smoking covers everything.
Yeah, not smoking or vaping. It doesn't cover everything, but the state law already has it in there that you're not allowed to smoke or consume marijuana in park settings, so that's already covered. It just helps us be a little more proactive in preventing it if we see it happening in parks, if we put no vaping in,
yes,
which we don't have now.
Do you still allow tobacco smoking?
We do not. We have a policy already that does not allow any smoking on our park properties.
What about vaping?
Right, and that's what I'm recommending is that we add that to the policy next month. Yeah, because we allow vaping, right? We don't have anything against it, but I think we should. So that's going to be my recommendation to you next month.
I was actually, back and front that up, I was thinking more about employees.
Employees use? Yeah, we'll be looking at our policies once. We're waiting for the state of Illinois to see if they'll change some of their some of the law before January 1st. But we'll bring any of those policies we have to.
I think it'll be wise to think about. I know at our company we've made it pretty clear what our laws are, our rules are. But you certainly don't want to probably have a situation where you have people who think, oh, it's now legal for me to do this. I'm going to come to work in this state.
And yeah, that's
medical marijuana.
We actually,
somebody has
we actually
well,
that
prescription
and
for that.
Yeah, no, they still can't come to work using that. Yeah.
Oh, they can't come.
And why if they're on medical marijuana?
Right.
And so there are.
No, we will be putting that in. They're not allowed to consume or be high when they come to work. Those things will be put in place as they are now. The problem is there's no accurate test. So that's what all organizations will have that issue of how do you determine that. So that's what we're putting those steps in place right now to stop that.
Out there and as watching it, people are very...
Just like you can't come drunk to work, you're not allowed to come high to work either. Yeah.
But you've been thinking about that for a long time in terms of your summer employees.
Yes.
So,
not in summer, everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody.
Certainly the summer things speed up because there's just more employees.
You have to remember that it's not legal for anybody under 21. It's only over 21. So anybody that's under 21 still has the same ramifications they have now. A lot of people forget that part. They're like, oh, kids can smoke. I'm like, no, it's still legal for them. So, okay.
Anything else for Lisa? Okay, other business.
I have no other business. We do have to go into executive session.
Yes. So the board will now enter into closed session where no action will be taken. I entertain a motion that pursuant to Section 5 ILCS 120/2 of the Open Meetings Act, the board will enter closed session to discuss lease of property as mandated by Section 2.06.5 ILCS 120/2. Parentheses C, close parentheses, parentheses 5, close parentheses. Those present during executive session include commissioners, Lisa Shepherd.
Well, actually, we have to adjourn open session, so we're going to do that right now, adjourn it,
so
I'll do a roll call. Commissioner Bourne?
Yes.
Commissioner Govey?
Yes.
Commissioner Ludden?
Yes.
Commissioner Underdunk?
Yes.
President Bricks?
Yes.
Okay.
Do we need a motion and a second for this?
Oh, I need...
Yeah.
I need a motion. Okay. I need a motion before I...
Yeah.
I did it backwards.
To adjourn
open session.
To adjourn open session. And then...
Second.
Thank you.
Okay.
And we did the other part ahead of time. I did it backwards. Thank you.
Okay. No discussion, and then...
Okay. So we're going to go into executive session. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I entertain a motion to return to open session.
Second.
Second.
Okay, no discussion.
Who was it?
I moved.
Yeah. Boren and Kobe?
Kobe, yeah. Yep.
All right.
Okay, roll call vote, please.
Boren?
Yes.
Kobe?
Yes.
Ludden?
Yes.
Underdunk?
Yes.
President Brooks?
Yes.
All right.
Motion passes. Okay, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes.